USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a news conference from the White House this morning, President Joe Biden announced a U.S. ban on Russian oil imports.
We're banning all imports of Russian oil and gas and energy. That means Russian oil will no longer be acceptable at U.S. ports, and the American people will deal another powerful blow to Putin's war machine. This is a move that has strong bipartisan support in Congress and, I believe, in the country. Americans have rallied to support the Ukrainian people and made it clear we will not be part of subsidizing Putin's war.
As inflation continues to rise and the cost of a gallon of gasoline has hit an all-time new record high, now the U.S. trade deficit has widened to a record high amid a surge in imports, potentially setting up trade to remain a drag on economic growth throughout the first quarter. The Commerce Department said the trade deficit jumped to 9.4% to an all-time high of $89.7 billion. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Students are off today in Minneapolis-St. Paul as teachers have gone on strike.
Teachers in Minneapolis are going on strike after failing to reach an agreement on a new contract. Union members say they cannot reach agreement on wages, caps on class sizes, or more mental health services for students. The strike will keep some 29,000 students at home. By contrast, teachers across the river in St. Paul reached a tentative agreement averting a strike there. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
About 10,000 mail ballots were tabulated but not counted in Texas's most populous county on the day of last week's election, adding to the delay in determining some of the winners from the nation's first primary of the 2022 midterms. Elections officials in Harris County, home to Houston, said an oversight led to those ballots not being counted. Those votes, 6,000 Democratic, 4,000 Republican, will be added to the final tallies today. The March 1st primary was the first statewide election that took place under Texas's new voting laws. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Despite widespread support for pediatric COVID-19 vaccinations from the nation's top health officials, Florida will become the first state in the country to advise against vaccinating healthy children for COVID-19, according to the state's Surgeon General, Dr. Joseph A. Latipo. The Florida Department of Health is going to be the first state to officially recommend against the COVID-19 vaccines for healthy children, Latipo said at the end of a 90-minute roundtable discussion in West Palm Beach, Florida, hosted by Governor Ron DeSantis, as he said, aim to close the curtain on the COVID theater once and for all. The Supreme Court shot down emergency appeals from Republicans in North Carolina and Pennsylvania who sought to block redistricting maps selected by state courts. Legislators in both states typically draw the congressional maps, but lawsuits challenging them prompted the state courts to intervene and establish new district boundaries that are considered big wins for Democrats. And gas prices have soared in the United States to a new record high of $4.17 for an average gallon of unleaded, according to AAA. That breaks the previous high of $4.10 a gallon set in July of 2008. The average price across the country rose at least 10 cents in the last 24 hours and 55 cents in the last week. The high price of gas is happening in tandem with the elevated cost in crude oil. The price of Brent crude, an international benchmark, opened at almost $130 per barrel. AAA says consumers can expect the current trend at the pump to continue. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.